Hello and welcome to our first episode of Spotlight, a new series that dives into the archives of the UK's only HubSpot-themed podcast. We'll be bringing you bite-sized wisdom from our experts and partners from over the last 2 years, helping you to harness the power of digital along the way. Today, we're carrying on with our recent theme, integrations. Google, Shopify, IBM, Amazon and Meta, businesses all at the forefront of digital enablement. Businesses that embrace the power of custom integrations. With almost every tech giant utilizing them, you'd assume custom integrations are out of reach for those of us with less technical ability, but you'd be mistaken. New low-code and no-code tools are increasing the accessibility of integrations for everyone. Let's hear what Jason McPheeters and Jamie Boardman, integrations lead at Carmen Digital, had to say on the topic last year.
Okay, so I suppose the obvious place to start with it being quite a techy subject today. I think, Jason, could you give us maybe a quick explanation of exactly what low-code, no-code means?
Absolutely. So low-code or no-code is a relatively new term. There's been variations of this for decades. And only recently have we kind of decided that this is what we want to call it. Essentially, these are tools that enable the average user, so it can just be any Office user, any user of HubSpot, to be able to essentially automate and build out different interfaces, build out different tools that would normally only be able to be done by a developer. So it's really enabling and empowering the user to build what they need for themselves.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so if we think about actual applications and of low-code, no-code and using it, what are the opportunities out there for businesses now who use HubSpot, which has an open API framework? What are the opportunities now with low-code, no-code?
So I think you hit the nail on the head there when you were talking about the open API. The open API is really the entranceway into the low-code, no-code space. It allows external applications to be able to perform different actions on the application that we're talking about here, HubSpot. So you can actually go in and grab information, you can create new deals, you can do updates to accounts, all remotely from without having to go into the HubSpot interface itself. And because you can do that, you can then extend that out to create new interfaces for HubSpot. You can automate processes. So when something happens in one application, it takes the information and pushes it automatically into HubSpot itself. Pretty much anything that your mind can conceive of, you can do through that API as long as the API allows it.
And Jamie, from your point of view, what are some of the applications you've used recently or you've done recently with HubSpot and API using low-code, no-code?
I'd say one of the better examples would be sort of extending the functionalities that HubSpot already has internally. So not just, so having an open API doesn't just mean, oh, we can talk to other programs and other software. We can also talk to ourselves, but do things that HubSpot wouldn't be able to do just by itself. So being able to copy whole deals over, but with much more detail and complexity than before, but then like using the workflows is sort of a good example.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, from my point of view, it really stops HubSpot being a platform with limitations. It makes HubSpot, I like to say anything is possible pretty much with these sort of tools and with API. You know, if a client wants something quite complex that HubSpot can't do, that's not a sentence anymore. You can make it do. You can make HubSpot do that now using these tools.
Yeah, I'd agree. That's a lot of the approach is always, can HubSpot do this? We can make it do it.
Yeah. And actually, from a business perspective, that's actually a huge piece, because quite often businesses have difficulty choosing a solution because they don't know if it will actually be able to do what it needs to do when they get right down into the nitty-gritty details. With the low-code, no-code extensions through the API, that goes away. because if there's something that HubSpot can't do, at which, to be honest, those are few and far between, but if there is stuff that needs to be extended out, you can do that at any time and to whatever extent you want.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so what are some really cool use cases you've seen of low-code, no-code being used in some of the work you've been doing recently?
So in HubSpot, you can copy a deal using the workflows built in, but it's all quite simple. And when we've had clients who maybe want a bit more oomph out of their deal copying, they wanted line items copied, they wanted all these extra part, all the attachments to the deal copied, everything copied over to a whole new pipeline in a whole new section. So you sort of being able to do all that behind the scenes with no one really noticing, all the only thing that triggers it is a switch of a property, and the whole thing just happens for them. But yeah, that's quite a fun one. It's really taking HubSpot and just making it that much stronger with this like simple bit of integration.
Recently, you've integrated what's one with Identity Group?
Oh yeah, it's kind of a combo of me and Jason. Actually, that's a good one. That was Jason and I's. Well, that's a bit of a weird one though, because that's like a very niche and very unique, never going to be touched again, never going to be seen again integration.
But actually, it does speak to the power of no code, low code.
This is true, actually. Yeah, it's true. Actually, it's probably worth speaking about.
Because here we had a proprietary CRM created by this small company that really didn't have a lot of all the things that you would think of to be able to connect in and interact with other things. It was designed to kind of be its own little self-enclosed environment. And using, you know, some of the low-code tools that are available and some of the power that HubSpot has with their open APIs and their workflows, we were able to actually, you know, through, quite frankly, you know, some challenges, we were able to get these two systems talking, even though the one system was never designed to talk with another system. They had an API that was rudimentary at best, and we actually were able to do some data synchronization using a combination of the API and email. We actually do synchronization through email attachments. So it's very out-of-the-box thinking, but in the end, it ended up being a good solution, and the no-code, low-code piece was a critical glue that kind of brought all that together.
Yeah, I think it's really incredible that you can approach it from so many different angles, I guess, to come up with a solution. Like you say, you know, that solution came from email attachments. You know, I think that's probably the exciting thing, really, is that there isn't this one way of doing things that you're trying to search for with a solution. Potentially there are multiple ways of doing it. It's about kind of trying to figure out the best way using the tools that you have, using the low-code tools. So that's really exciting, definitely.
Yeah, and that's an interesting piece around, you know, historically, the people who were developing these things were coders. So their lives revolved around writing code and making applications. And because of that, their experience into business, their experience into other realms was rather limited. Well, now, because we have enabled the people who have those experiences and who understand the business, they understand marketing, they understand how profits and losses work, these people now having the ability to create these tools themselves makes it a lot easier. And we're starting to see the need for people who have this silo of technical knowledge disappearing, and where people like myself, who are more generalists in technology, are starting to see a bit of a renaissance, because we do have these other experiences. We do play in different fields that allows us to kind of go and see different ways of doing things. So a developer probably wouldn't have looked at email as a way of transporting data and as a data transport. To them, that's just, you know, wrong. But for us, it's like, you know what? Any old port in a storm, we can make it happen.
I quite agree with your statement on sort of generalists. Is I think going forward is you might be a marketer, but you don't just have to just be a marketer. You don't have to just be a salesperson. Your skill sets now, especially with no code, low code, you can learn all these things that you didn't even think you would ever need to learn, or you could learn, because they've been given to you in a much simpler form due to the fact that the sort of the low code platforms are offering you, like NAN. You're like, oh, I don't have to do a bunch of code to set up a webhook. It takes 2 seconds. I just drag and drop a little piece of UI and there it is. I think that's quite exciting for pretty much anyone to sort of slowly branch out if they're willing to learn.
Okay, so just to bring this back to HubSpot, if you're a business at the moment, you're using HubSpot, you have got a few there's a few different systems you've got that you think it'll be great to connect these up to HubSpot and get a sync going. What's the easiest way to sort of get a low code, no code integration project going? Is it something that is really easy to sort of pick up, or how do people get started?
You either start looking into it yourself, or you start finding integration specialists who can sort of work on these things for you.
Yeah, I know when I typically go into a system and I'm trying to figure out what I need it to do, I think it's important to try and use the native capabilities of the system first. So for HubSpot, if you can use their native workflows and things that they all have built right into the system, I think that's the first place you go. Actually, I can relate an interesting story. Every Wednesday evening, I meet up with a buddy of mine online, and we're trying to automate his business. And he was showing me some stuff that he had done and built out over the last 6 years that it took him to build. Because the technology has changed, he and I were able to reproduce that in about an hour. And so it's because he was looking outside of the system, he was looking outside of the tool he was using, not realizing that the tool itself had this built-in capability that made it very easy to do. You just needed to tap the right person on the shoulder and say, hey, how do I do this? And sometimes that's the biggest challenge, is just having that somebody who you can tap on the shoulder, who's got maybe a little bit more experience than you, or who has worked with something a little bit deeper than you have, and getting their direction and advice.
That was Jason McVeeters and Jamie Boardman discussing low and no code technology last year. If you'd like to listen to the episode in full, head over to Podspot episode 33, wherever you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Spotlight, a new series brought to you by Podspot, the UK's only HubSpot-themed podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.